It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right.
How many episodes do we start with?
It's all gone. It's all down the drain. It's all down the pan.
As always.
We were halfway through and I was like, this is a stinker. It's actually insulting to put out. And I just thought, no level of editing could save.
Can save that.
What that was.
The thing is, nothing was wrong with it. We were talking about Taylor Swift. We were talking about Baby Reindeer. We were talking about my year of rest and relaxation. But it was just like,
and
not
that's it.
Good. It
that's all you need to hear, to be honest. That's the best bits. That's the highlight reel. So, the gist here is, for whatever reason, we are coming from... I can't explain... If you want me to explain how I'm feeling, I'm so sorry. On a long list of things that I can't give in this episode, that is one of them.
Well, the words that you put onto it were heebie-jeebies, which I do
like. I
have
the heebie-jeebies for some reason. I can't help it. I'm coming with heebie-jeebies, but that's okay.
But we did kind of work out why, that you went into the post office...
Okay, so should we
given you them
recap of that story? If you've ever been in the godforsaken lands of the post office in Churchill Square, specifically the one in WH Smith,
bad vibes, such bad vibes, awful vibes,
almost like it's like a dystopian kind of zombie wasteland. Apocalypse, yeah, 2004 wasteland, like it's so it's such a time capsule.
It's Comic Sans kind of vibes in there.
Obliterated by Brexit, I think. And I was saying in the previous version of this episode, I was like, this is a genuine recommendation. Like, if anyone has any connections to the post office in Churchill Square, famously in the basement of WH Smith, you should seriously consider having like a donations box, because you obviously need money. And it's actually like, you guys can't survive much longer. Like, you really, you're hanging on by a thread.
I have no idea
what the excuse is for this situation, but it's absolutely appalling. Like, the amount of times
abysmal.
I've gone in there and been sent away because they're like, no, we can't do this return today.
That is horrific.
We've got no one doing it. And it's like, what? Do you understand how much effort it took for me to get
to bring this ASOS parcel to you,
sir? Please don't send me away. Please don't send me away.
Please, I can't come back here again.
I can't show my face here again.
Was like, fine, I'll just fucking keep it then. I'll just keep all these clothes that I hate because I can't come back here.
Aye.
I think so that post offices in general, they need to turn on the aircon. They need to open maybe a window. If there's any sort of daylight that can be fed into that room, please get it in there.
They need a rebrand. They need a good old-fashioned Seffy and Wing rebrand.
They do. They need a new logo. The word royal, maybe. Royal Mail could go.
Or
there's
even
a lot
make
that needs
it,
to
amplify
change.
It. Regal Mail. All of a sudden, it's like... kind of plush purple velvet wall.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Let's amp this up a bit. It's just absolutely dire in there. So anyway, I've got the heebie-jeebies, and who could blame me?
Have you been in a post office today? Maybe you have the heebie-jeebies. As well,
have you been affected by a post office near you?
Genuinely, have you though? They are so bad. Also, I feel like they're so rude in there. And I when I've worked in places, I am a rude member of staff. I'm someone that is very unattentive towards customers.
I'm very friendly.
I'm not, because
nice.
I couldn't give a shit. It's like at the beginning, yeah, maybe
patience.
At the beginning, maybe. I've worked in these places too many times now where at the end I'm just thinking...
I've never, ever, ever... I'm always, like, greeting a customer. Say it's a fresh customer, fresh out of the gates. Here they come. They're coming towards me. What do? I'm locked and loaded. Customer service. I am greeting with a smile. I'm being so nice.
God.
Until...
I am not.
Really?
No. God, if I'm, what, 10 hours deep into a thing, I'm literally like, yeah, And?
Really? I'm like, hi.
Maybe I am at the beginning, but...
I'm kind of cuddle.
Cuddle? Get the fuck away from me. Cuddle? Mate, if you fucking try and cuddle me, if I'm working in a post office, for example.
Only at my final breath of like, they're being rude, and it's 45 minutes in trying to put something through for them and it's not working and blah, 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 will I then start to get a bit short? But even then...
I think I'm short I'm from the outset. Unless you've caught me in a good hour, I'd be short from the outset and then I will border on rude towards even the end of the exchange. Towards even just like them paying, I'm rude by that point.
That's fair enough. That, look, you live your life. It's Sephian Wing.
Totally, totally. It's Sephian Wing.
Do you know what I mean? Something's just Sephian Wing.
It is.
Right. So we've asked for your questions famously. Mm-hmm. Everything's famously to me these days. Once you notice it, you can't unnotice it. Do you know what I mean? So if you haven't noticed that, I keep saying famously, that's going to really bug you.
Yeah, enough. I like it. Infamous.
Yeah, it's kind of infamous.
Okay, let's look at what you guys have said. This isn't off the record if we haven't already said.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't tell from the absolute nonsense.
Yeesh.
No, that hooked me.
I just thought, you need to be careful. Would be, this person hasn't asked for advice, but my advice would be, you need to be careful. They said go to order at a bar. Mine is, I think they said tequila Red Bull.
Oh yeah, mine is tequila Red Bull.
I would have tequila. I have, tequila is my go-to, but never with Red Bull. And I just almost think, guys, be careful out there with your Red Bulls.
Why be careful with a Red Bull? I actually have never had a Red Bull, fun fact.
Really? That is so, I almost think I could have predicted that.
Yeah. I haven't also ever had like a Pepsi, so it also doesn't really surprise.
Really?
I think I probably have had a sip of a Pepsi thinking it was a Coke. Like, but for example, I don't think I've ever had Fanta or anything like that.
That's wild. You know, Sabrina Carpenter has never had, famously, joking, has never had McDonald's, apparently.
Really?
Never, ever. And I actually really felt for her. She was doing, I think it was like one of those like UK versus US like food things, that Lad Bible, I think. And they like brought out the two different versions. And one of, I'm assuming the American side was McDonald's.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, guys, like, I feel really bad, but like, I can't eat that. Like, I have a thing why where not? Almost, I think it was like she'd got to a certain point in her life where she had never had
and
a McDonald's.
And now it's a fun fact.
And now it's like, shit, I can't break that anymore.
I do get
and
that.
I get it because I've never had a paper cut.
Have you not?
No, so that's my...
How have you never had a paper cut?
I don't know. Just never had a paper
cut. Someone's not
cut.
Doing their homework.
Yeah, they don't handle many papers.
Someone didn't do any revision. How have you not had a paper cut?
I've
that's
never,
bad.
Ever, ever had a paper cut in my life.
God, that's quite impressive.
And if I did now, I would pretend I didn't see it because that compromises my fun fact.
Totally, totally.
But I get the Sabrina Carpenter thing of being like, I've never had a McDonald's. And once you identify that, it's like, well, I can't start now. Thing and is, truly, open... you can't start now because it's delicious.
I'd be open to trying a Red Bull, maybe not a Red Bull, that seems a bit grim, but like a Fanta, Pepsi, Sprite, any of those things. But I know I'll hate it.
Red Bull, yeah, you will. Red Bull is quite highbrow, I think, in comparison to like a Monster or just like an unbranded. Yeah, we used to drink Monster back in the day.
God, my friends used to drink Monster. I haven't heard of that. Or like, what was the one that's called like Revolution or something?
Wow.
But it wasn't called that. It's an R.
Pussy. Do you remember that? Do you remember that pussy drink? It was literally called Pussy.
No.
Pussy, if you guys don't know about that. Pussy. Yeah.
Where did they sell it?
Just in the off license.
I've never seen it.
Just down the street.
But also, I skipped right by that section to the bottled water. Genuinely,
ooh,
I do, though.
Boo, tomato, pathetic. Tomato. See, this is why we are so yin and yang.
But also, it's
I'm
not
like
a thing
MSG.
That... No, but I do as well.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not,
you do.
It's not in some health way, I swear. It's just, I hate fizziness.
Yeah, but that in turn then does make you health. Because you do go straight for bottled water, which is like you're not doing it because of health, but by consequence, then you are health.
As a consequence, guys, I've never had a filling.
There we go.
That's a fun fact. And I still have a baby tooth.
What?
I've got a baby tooth in my mouth. There's no, like, and...
Is that normal?
No, not really. So I have...
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, so I have a baby tooth here.
Could you get that quiet?
And yeah, yeah, and you can kind of see it if I show you. But,
I can't
the dentist, because there's no adult tooth underneath it, so it just never got pushed out like how other baby teeth would get pushed out. And I'm always like, is it still like, surely they've had that my whole life, like surely that won't be
wow
good. And she's like, it's perfectly healthy. Like,
can I see it a little yeah bit closer? Come like a little closer. Is it that little one?
Yeah. really at the back. The little baby tooth, I had that my whole life, pretty much.
Baby tooth. Oh, but that's still so healthy.
So that
cute.
I think is the effects of not drinking fizzy drinks.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I used to drink Sprite like it was fucking tap water. It's proper.
I hate the taste of Sprite. I think I love it. Or maybe no. What's the other thing that's like Sprite?
7-Up?
Lemonade, maybe. That I don't like.
Yeah, Sprite is a lemonade. So what us common folk would call Sprite, 7-Up, those are lemonades in the UK.
Also,
that's what,
this is really pathetic as well. Because my whole family drink it. Like, it's not that, like,
it's
I'm
just
in this...
You.
Like, everyone else loves it. I'm just some sort of weirdo about it. Or apple juice and things like that. Blech.
Dare I say it's an autistic aversion.
Is it?
Probably.
It's like no.
A sensory
I think it's
issue.
Just I don't like it. It's a strong feeling, though, I'm guessing.
It's incredibly strong. Like, it's... I mean, I know, I'm not... It's not my business.
It's a strong feeling,
fingers.
But...
Autistic aversion.
Who knows?
I have
knows?
No business getting into this. You live your life.
Thanks. I will.
Good. All right. Immediately, weird vibes. Okay.
Yeah.
So, lots of different thoughts here. Where do you want to go? Someone said...
Yeah, go on.
And I'm not quite sure what they mean, but I'm sure we can just ramble on about it for a bit. We said, ask us anything. And they just put, criticism from older women, ?
That was the one that just hooked me.
Yeah.
And I just saw that and thought, I wonder what that was.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what you're asking there, but I can speak about older women and their criticism for a bit if you want.
I was almost going to say, I think more criticism from older women. I think criticism of older women.
Totally. Totally. Which then I think is like the crux, I guess, what we'll get to in probably 90 seconds or less, is that any criticism from an older woman generally is probably going to be a symptom of the criticism towards older
patriarchy.
Women from the patriarchy her entire life.
Yeah.
But criticism from older women does hit.
Definitely, because it's like there's no one I respect more. It's like sort of telephoning your... future self. It's like, okay, so you have all the wisdom of being a woman that has gone through all of the things that I hope to go through.
Yeah.
And what do you think of me? And your opinion is very low. Oh god.
I think sometimes it's look, there's a whole host of reasons why someone might feel that way. On the back of that, I would love to know, like, if you were sat next to your 13-year-old self and you are the kind of future self of you, what would your kind of thoughts and feelings and criticisms as an older woman be towards that kind of 13-year-old version of you?
Was that a question?
Yeah, like, what would your kind of thoughts, if you're the older woman, what would you be saying to your kind of teenage self? What advice did she need, or what kind of comeuppance was she needing? Like, what was the kind of, let me sit you down and give you a good talking to sort of vibe that you needed as a 13-year-old?
I think I would tell myself to trust my gut.
Ooh.
Which okay. I think I did do. I think I have a very strong connection with my like intuition of like, I know what I like. I know almost if I get the heebie-jeebies, I fucking trust it.
She doesn't like Sprite.
And I trust it and my baby tooth has thanked me.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Or just, I know if I get a bad feeling about turning left, don't turn left, like sort of thing.
Really?
Obviously there are so many things. Or like if I just get a bad vibe specifically about someone, I think like there were so many situations as a kid. I was definitely, I don't know what was going on with my sort of year at school, but we were party animals. Like there was so many situations that were so unsafe. Like there was a house in particular that we got access to at a very, very young age, which was like an empty house, and we would have a party there every Friday and Saturday really, and there would be like grown men there, and obviously it would give me the fucking heebies, like big time. Big time. And I would always get, a lot of people stayed there, but I would always get my mum to pick me up, and thank god she would, or I would go home basically. And I think I saved myself from so many horrific situations, actually. Like when I look at the risky situations that I was in as a kid, well, as a teenager, really, I think that I had a really strong compass of like, this isn't right, which I don't know where that came from, because it was different to my friends. And I definitely got sort of like, oh, don't be boring, all of that. Like I didn't succumb to peer pressure. I really trusted like, don't, that feels really wrong.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna link back.
Yeah,
I think I'm on my way to linking back to older women.
Yeah,
I literally couldn't agree more. Like, I feel like we're quite similar in that like when something is bad vibes, or like it's just like I'll let you speak for yourself. I feel like I'm the kind of person where I won't volunteer myself to let you make a fool of me, take advantage of me, put me in an unsafe situation. Like, I will be the first to get myself a route out of somewhere.
100%.
I don't have a curiosity towards like an older
scary
man.
Scary things.
As a kid. Yeah, like no. Things like that. Like, and I think a huge part of that, like, I definitely feel like my mum and my nan in particular were very, I had very strong kind of matrilineal line.
Yeah.
And they were very stern about making clear, like, almost like, don't be a fool.
Don't be naive.
Don't be naive. And there's so much pain that comes from. Like, there's a reason why older women are telling us to avoid certain situations.
To be safe.
Or to be safe, or like, to trust me, like, don't get involved with that, or like, I don't like the look of this guy, and things like that.
Yeah,
that is often like a consequence of seeing it firsthand, like living it yourself, having that experience firsthand. But I feel like if there was anything really drilled into me as a kid that I've really taken on, is like, I know better, and I am not a silly girl,
and I can feel it.
I can feel it, and I know it.
Like,
to shame anyone who ends up in a bad situation. I want to be really, really clear, just to say that.
Absolutely,
like,
not.
I really want to take the moment to be like, that's not to call anybody a silly girl. I think there's just so much emphasis as a child of having an awareness of, like, how are you going to keep yourself safe as a young woman on this planet where there's so much coming at you? There's so much evil that you actually have no control over. So when things are in your choice, use it. When you have your voice and your route and your path and your legs and your car or whatever, use it. Like, use the power that you have to navigate, like, with your own best interests.
Yeah,
go on, take it.
Well, no, I just think, like,
just didn't want to be
young,
misunderstood there.
Definitely. No, so important. I was kind of thinking the same, like, I don't want it to be misconstrued into that,
no,
in that way at all. But I think even as a
you
child,
would think it goes without saying, but
I would hope that it's quite clear that we're not.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. But yeah, even as a kid, it's like, you can't even sort of comprehend what that danger is. But there's still a feeling of like, oh, I know that isn't safe. But like, you don't even really know what the threat is.
I think you do know what the threat is. I think the threat is you're going to be raped and killed and harmed.
But in those situations, you kind of think, oh, I'm being dramatic. I'm not.
It feels like a stretch. It's like, we're not
like,
there yet.
Oh, well, everyone else is... I'm really being overly cautious, all of that stuff. But I just think you like trusting that thing. That is one of the biggest sort of weird nondescript tools that kind of no one can really put their finger on. Like, why did that just happen? Like, why did I literally get a shiver down my spine when I looked into that fucking room? It's like,
eek.
Don't fucking go in there. Like, I really, truly believe in, like, if you look at someone and just, or like someone touches you and you just get that feeling of like, oh, that like made me want to fucking hurl.
Yeah.
I do think that is such a clear sign that you should just listen to. Like, I think sometimes your body just knows things that you just can't even really explain.
100%. 100%. And I also think there's so much of a narrative being pushed, like, as you said, like being called boring or whatever, or like being dramatic, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's almost like, don't wait to be shown the signs of danger. Before
you act,
looking after yourself. Sorry to bring up Taylor Swift.
No, bring her right up.
I've brought up this song so many times because it just has so many good lines in there. But she says in Dear Reader, if it feels like a trap, you're already in one.
Yeah.
And it's like, by the time it feels like a trap, you're there. It's locked and loaded. Like, you're a little mouse in a little mouse trap, and all you wanted was some cheese. But now you're dead.
A little nut.
You're dead meat. By the time it feels like a trap, it's too late. It's too fucking late.
Love
and that's
that.
A huge part of life, is just being able to look back and think, yeah, I saw the signs and I let that happen, and we move on. We keep it rolling.
Yeah.
We're here for lessons. But also, I want you guys to be learning lessons, and I want you to stay alive.
Totally.
At the same time. It's like, yeah, we learn our lessons, like, we go through some shit, but also, like, can you guys look after yourselves, please?
Yeah, please.
Please.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Please.
Or whatever small amount of stuff we have in our power, let's use it.
But I do like to think that a lot of the criticism that comes from older women, I like to think, in my kind of sensitive little soul, that it comes from that space of like, I've seen firsthand what the world does to girls and I don't want that for you, and taking it from like a place of, I guess, just like love and care. And also I think it is ultimately your responsibility to yourself as like an adult on this planet, or just like your own being, to take in the advice that you respect and that you think is beneficial to you and from somebody that you trust, etc., and
discard
let go
rest.
Of all the other shit that you're going to take personal. Like, it's just a waste of time.
Yeah, I would almost say that advice from older women, it can either go two ways. If either one, it's that they have lived through this and they've learned their lessons, they're trying to impart things on you. Or two, they're lost within the same issues. They're lost within the patriarchy and what it's done to them.
Yeah.
And still they can be a lesson to you.
And it's judgment.
Yeah, and it's a threat. I think
it's not advice, it's just pure...
Well, they view you as a threat. They view you as... either a marker of a way they didn't live, or they're trying to sort of coax you into making the same decisions as them to validate their decisions. There's always a lesson in anyone.
Beautiful. God, this is nice.
I'm glad we scrapped that.
See what
bullshit.
Happens when you... Yeah, that was... Yeah. That was weird. That was a lapse of judgment.
It was a dud.
It was a dud.
Absolute
dud. Sometimes it happens, you know.
Let's have a look.
There are some really good questions here. Like, I want to be clear that when we say things are a dud, it's very much, I'm sure you guys know this already, it's very much on us. It's our responsibility. It's not like, there aren't any. Like, when we're looking through questions, it's not that we're looking for a good question. It's that I'm thinking, what good answers do I have?
No, totally.
Because they're such good questions.
What can I talk
about? Yeah.
Because also, you can have the best questions in the world, but if you've got no sleep the night before, God.
You've got no personality.
Deliver
like
some trash with them.
Yeah. Go on. You can take us somewhere.
This is just a quick little bit of something. Someone said, do you girls have a YouTube channel yet? And it is coming.
Ooh,
We've got one video filmed.
We've got multiple videos.
Do we? Oh, yeah, we've got two.
We've got so much video content, more than two.
What other one do we have?
Sophie, how many... We've recorded like 100 videos.
When?
All the time. Every time in the studio, for example.
Oh, yeah, we have. But
there's tons.
We've got some stuff.
There's tons. There's little things.
But I think
we're going to
start it once Wing gets back from New York, then we can fully... we want to be consistent with it and like do the episodes.
Yeah.
Kind of. I think we want every episode to be a video as well, so you can watch it on YouTube if you want as well.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to just put one up, then Wing goes away for a few days and then...
Yeah.
There's a week off or something. We just want to get it going.
Get things
like,
moving nicely. Yeah.
Please. It's a totally different question though, if you had something on that.
No, that's perfect. That's what I want.
Someone said, how many chances are too many?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Fucking hell.
I mean, it's a good question, hey?
Bloody hell. I was thinking about this. I think about it all the fucking time because I watch Made in Chelsea, to be honest. Chances.
Well, by the time you've made it onto Made in Chelsea, you're probably like 500 bad chances too deep. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think.
There's been a new cast member that just entered in the last one whose name is Muffin.
brand new bombshell. Bloody hell.
It's like, don't
Muffin.
Call yourself Muffin. They've all got, like, they're all called, like, some of them are called silly names.
It's kind
Kaggy,
of like, hi,
the old one,
Georgina, the profound goddess of, do you know what I mean? Like, it's
Muffin.
Literally Daenerys Targaryen, Stormborn, first of her name, blah, 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 blah. Oh, what's your nickname? Muffin. It's like, God, stop trying to convince me.
Her real name's
anyway,
Julia,
anyway.
But it was just an embarrassing moment where...
Julia, of course it is.
Her real name's Julia. I think stunning name.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Then she, the guy that she's kind of dating is like, what do you want me to call you? And she's like, Muffin. It's like, like, why am I cringing so
hard? Is that
hard?
Her actual nickname that she goes by, or is that a pet name that she wants him to use?
I think it's a pet
world.
Name that she wants them to use.
Okay, fine. Speaking of, what kind of name, like, are there names that you wouldn't like to be called? We've kind of...
Yeah, there's so many names I wouldn't like to be
go
called.
Go on, spill the beans then.
Any name that is not by my own concern. Any name that I
actually
have not designed for myself.
Just to be clear, I don't mean names like...
You ugly
Persephone.
Cunt.
No, yeah, I mean names like Muffin, like a pet name rather than a nickname, like, or another name. Do you know what I mean?
Got it.
I'm not saying like, oh, you'd hate to be called Chloe. I'm saying... You would hate to be called.
Well, that would be
baby,
fucking random.
Example.
They'd be calling Chloe. Chloe. I'd be walking on.
Oh,
I would
Chloe,
not have
I
a clue.
Love you so much, Chloe.
Chloe. Sorry, you looked at me. I think there's quite a lot. I've definitely
like
been shocked
names.
When people have thrown things out.
Go
what
on.
My response has been.
Oh yeah.
Like baby didn't necessarily hit me very well.
Doesn't hit. What, it hits in a bad way?
Yeah, I didn't really like it. Or
she's squirming.
I don't know.
You're looking. I think you're kind of blushing.
Well, I'm kind of because it's been embarrassing.
She's reminiscing.
Well, no, I'm kind of embarrassed.
Why embarrassed?
Because there are some that did hit me well. I actually quite liked
okay,
it, but this
on.
Is no, it's
go
American,
on.
So it hits in a different way, guys. But
okay.
But that guy would prefaced. Always be like, "Hey, beautiful." It's like that
oh, yeah,
kind
that's
of works
cute.
In an American accent. It works for me.
Oh,
but if an English
so
guy
cute.
Said it, I wouldn't like it.
Beautiful. Well, it's also, things mean different things. There
totally.
Is a huge cultural divide. I've been thinking recently about, I don't know if I can, well, I say it all the time, the word
yeah.
cunt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the UK, I feel like it's
casual
like,
schmazzle.
Low effort, low impact. Like,
everyone's
low risk,
cunt.
Low reward. Everyone's a cunt, and it's, you're not, it's not kind of provocative, really.
Mm.
In the US, you choose to say cunt, and it's like, oh, you really
it's
went
like you just
somewhere
shot someone.
With that. Jesus God,
wow.
You really did that. I mean, getting shot is probably more common.
Yeah, truly. Probably is.
Go on, what are some other ones that you like or don't like?
Well, I think I also, there was one that I, oh no, I don't know if I want to say that actually.
Oh, but I want to know so bad. I think is an interesting thing with pet names. Pet names are so ugly.
Pet.
But the idea
peeve.
That it's like something could be specific to you. Like it might be like, I might call you, I don't call you, I mean, I call you Seffy, but I'm not going to call you Baby, for example. But say I call you Baby. Hey, Baby.
Hey, Baby.
Hey, Baby, let's go. Let's record a podcast, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Come get in, loser, we're going to podcast, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And then we break up and you hear me around town saying baby or Chloe. It's
that's
like,
crazy. How dare you call someone else Chloe?
Honestly.
No, that's crazy.
That hurts.
But also I hate that because it makes it so generic, and that's why I don't necessarily like baby, babe, things like that. I just find them like, you just watched a fucking movie, or you're just doing what you think you should do, really. It doesn't really hit. It's like, I want you to put some effort into this.
You know what I hate off the back of childhood trauma? I will never, ever, ever let a romantic partner of my own call me mate by accident, or even say like blah blah, blah mate,
oh my god,
blah, 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 blah mate. My parents used to call each other mate. They would be like, oh, maybe my, I don't know which way,
it's the
maybe
sort
both
of thing
ways.
I would do
what blah 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 mate,
call someone mate to kind of casualify them a little bit.
Yeah
I
does.
Would definitely be like, you're right mate. Just to kind
yeah,
of hurt them.
Yeah, or kind
a
of like you're taking... Yeah, no, yeah, you're right, scumbag, who
them.
I don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
That's my biggest fear in life is being in a loveless, sexless marriage.
Yeah, no, same.
Like, that
same.
Is my
big time.
Nightmare. And anything that gives me the inklings of that makes me absolutely
wins.
Shudder.
Yeah.
So I'll take the baby, I'll take whatever I can get. But something like mate is not going to land well for me.
Mate.
It's bad. It's like, God, just say it with your chest. You want a divorce. Like, well, you're wasting everybody's time. Mate.
Mate.
You're not my fucking mate.
Oof, that would hurt.
It's fucking bang out of order.
I think I've said it though. I'm kind of racking
well,
my brains.
Well, I do say it, but I'm allowed to say it. I say like, all right, mate, like kind of when I'm annoyed, I'll be like,
yeah, no, I've
or like
said it
taking
like
the piss. It's like kind of like, all right, shoes, mate.
Totally.
Or like, all right, put your jacket on, mate. Like,
yeah,
something.
But if someone called me that, I would burst into tears immediately.
It's out of order.
Yeah, it's like, you hate me.
Yeah, it's, well, it's like, oh, I'm your mate, so you don't want to have sex with me, basically, is what I'm hearing.
It's a downgrade, isn't it? It's like,
which
pull.
Is like, I mean, it's kind of a jump, but that's
no,
where
but
I'm
it's definitely
at.
Like, are you preparing me for the worst here?
Yeah, you're bored. You're bored of me.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
No.
It's my biggest fear.
Pet names are weird, though, aren't they?
They are, yeah. It is really weird, because I also think in terms of, like, kind of fan fiction and just the world of, like, women's desires and, like, also young women learning what they like, etc., etc. It's really interesting the names that land with people and the names that don't. Do you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
There are some things that just hit certain people in certain ways, which is fascinating, because it's like, I would love to get to the bottom of why you like kitten, because yikes, that's not landing
Christ,
with me.
No, I do not like kitten.
It's not personally my thing, but I would love to know why
what
that hits
that?
For you and why it's not working for me. Do you know what I mean?
I think also a lot of them are really infantilizing. Like, I don't like, my huge red flag is when a guy calls a woman cute. I think it's really, I find it really unattractive from them.
I call you cute a lot.
Yeah, and don't I protest. Don't I protest. But also, you're not trying to fuck me, so it's fine.
No, I'm not.
I find it weird when a man who, especially a man who is maybe a little bit older or taller or something like that. My biggest ick is tall men that like short girls, or like sort of, I love small girls, like especially the term pocket rocket. Ugh. Makes me sick. You're a paedophile. You want a small girl with lots of energy. Pedo. You want a child.
You want a puppy. You want a kitten.
And yeah, and then you start calling her, oh, you're so cute, you're adorable, you're a little kitten. You're a fucking paedophile.
I quite like your philosophy about short men who like tall girls coming
Tom
from like,
Holland.
A confident thing. Yeah, you like that.
Joe Jonas. I know, obviously, that didn't end well, but, you know.
Commiserations.
It turns out he wasn't so great. But I just...
Sucks.
I think, obviously, this is a huge blanket statement.
Of course, as everything is around here.
Jesus, I'm just riffing
we've done
here.
For the past half an hour.
Like, a tall man... Tall men that have a history of short, small girls, that's a red flag to me. That says something fucking is going on there.
Right.
Short men that like tall women, that tells me there's some sort of security in them.
Yeah.
That tells me they're not threatened. They don't want women to be smaller. They don't need to be dominant all the time.
Speaking of tall men, tall people, etc.
Yeah.
If you were on Twitter, you would know what I was going to say, like, in the same... Guys, if anyone's been on Twitter over the past, like, 3 days...
I haven't.
You will have seen... There's this guy. It's actually mind-blowing, and it me think, like... Yeah, no, it's... I'm about to get vulgar, but in a neutral way, go, like, it's Steffi and Wing. How vulgar can it get?
About oh, God.
I mean, it could get...
Probably crying.
So, famous last words.
Let's put it to the test.
I had the shock of my life. And I would love to know if anyone out there over the age of 18 feels positively about this. Or not even positively, like feels like responsive, like gets some sort of reaction. The reaction it gets from me is yikes.
Go on.
Legs what? Closed. So over the past couple of days on Twitter, I can't remember what started it. But there's this guy who is kind of, I guess he's famous anyway, or like he's like an influencer. He's an OnlyFans boy, man.
Jesus.
I should say.
Yeah.
I'm a storyteller. Yeah.
We'll get to the point then.
I'm setting the scene.
God.
Right. On Twitter, the past few days, this guy's an OnlyFans guy. He's Australian, I think. I've done my research.
Jacob Elordi.
I haven't really done my research. Yeah. And I hear this guy's like 6'5". So I'm like,
wow.
Okay. Intriguing. There is a photograph, and after seeing this photograph, I actually don't know if I could ever be the same person again, of this man's penis up against, I wish I had one to hand, a bottle of wine. Standard size of wine. His at on Twitter is Girth Master, I think.
This is rank. Not
girth
rank, sorry, I
master.
Don't mean to shame, but that
no,
terrifying
no,
to
but
me.
Not body shaming. But everyone there were loads of comments that were like, wow, I'd love to, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
And I was kind of like, love to? I mean, I'd like to see you try it. Not. Like, I wouldn't even like to see you try. Like, it's harrowing even to see it. I couldn't believe it. And then I did think, oh, he's 6'5". Then when you kind of see him in full length, it's kind of like, okay, it does fit, I guess. It fits his general body. It fits his general, yeah, like, stature. Yeah. But still.
That is terrifying.
It was terrifying. Let me just show you.
Yeah, go on.
Go on.
I just find it sometimes so intriguing, the whole, like, big dick thing, because it's like, I actually don't want a huge dick. It would just be, that sounds absolutely, yeah, harrowing is the right word.
I genuinely don't know how anyone is doing that. Like, if anyone has a wine bottle near them,
just look at it.
Just gaze into his eyes for a second.
The width of a wine bottle.
I'll show
you,
yeah.
I mean, that's not possible. Sefie, I'm sorry.
No, Sefie, I swear to God. I swear. It's probably the size of my dog, honestly.
What the hell?
Genuinely. It's absolutely freaking humongo. And I just thought it must be a different breed of person who looks at that and thinks, yeah, that's going to happen.
That's even doable. Like, yeah, I think I'm up for the challenge.
I didn't plan on bringing this up, but now
well, I'm
can't
so
resist.
Glad you did.
It's gobsmacking.
It sounds absolutely scary.
I like that he calls himself a himbo. I think that's funny.
Yeah, I like that. Are you on his profile?
I am now, but I shouldn't be, because now I'm seeing things I didn't need to see.
Oh, God.
I thought that was where I was going to find it, but... All right, I've got it.
Fucking hell. Oh, my God. Okay, let's see.
Gee, I mean, that just evoked a physical response from me. Like, I actually
can't
look.
Okay, do I want to see it? Am I going to be really shocked?
I mean...
Because your face right now is really scary.
It's pretty crazy. It's
okay,
pretty crazy.
I'm ready.
You're seeing it through a screen through FaceTime, do you know what I mean? So you'll be all right.
Yeah. I've got enough distance from it.
Yeah, just don't look it in the eye. Just don't make eye contact and you should be fine.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Isn't that insane?
My God. What, and people like this?
Yeah.
That is almost... I can't really see. It's so wide at the top.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And then he replied,
I need to see a wine bottle. They're like this big.
Literally, they're huge. Because everybody's asking, it's a standard 750ml bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. And then he links the wine.
That's quite fun to link the wine.
It's genuinely as big as my dog.
No, genuinely. Also, I struggle to carry a bottle of wine. If I'm carrying a bottle of wine back from the shops, that's like the biggest thing I'm carrying.
Yikes. Well,
Jesus.
Anyway, different breed, hey?
Yeah, that was
people don't
crazy.
Mind me wrapping that up there, but I just kind
well,
of wanted
I think
to put
we should
that
answer
out there.
The question, though, of how many chances are too many. I just thought we didn't answer that.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I know, but it's right. Classic Sophie Wing to go round the houses.
Okay, go on, you go.
Well, how many do you think is too many? Totally depends.
Yeah, it's not numerical. It's not quantitative. It's
no.
Qualitative.
Imagine it's like two.
Three. Yeah, exactly. Four.
Two chances.
Eight. I think you know. And I think if for some reason... I think you know. And I think if you're writing into Sefie and Wing saying how many chances too many, unless it's just a hypothetical devil's advocate kind of thing, I haven't heard them talk about chances before. Let's see what they have to say about that.
Which I don't think it will be.
Which I don't think it... I just don't believe that it is. You're kind of... It's asking for a friend. How many chances too many? Yeah, I think we're on the last
chance. You feel
chance
like
now.
You're giving them too
I
many
think
chances.
The chance maybe has expired. Yeah.
I also think when you are on, you have the awareness that they have had their one chance and then you feel that they're fucking up, you're kind of like sort of looking for reasons why, which tells me that maybe you haven't really forgiven the first fuck up, which you feel like their chance, they blew their chance or whatever.
Yeah.
I, in a way, think it's one chance.
I think as well, when you start thinking actively about concepts like chances... That in itself is a bit of a red flag, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
I'm thinking about how many chances I might be giving you. I'm spending time thinking about whether or not I'm making a mistake actively. I think just
and how many chances would they give you?
That's a good one. Yeah, I think go back to Sefie's advice as an older woman.
Yeah,
Sefie's criticism.
Here.
As the resident pod mothers, we would say, trust your gut.
Yeah,
and
trust your gut.
Look after yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Lots of
and
love.
If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Assume the worst.
Off the back of that girth conversation feels a bit crazy, but
it feels really weird, but it still is in my mind.
It's mental.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.